Welcome to Birmingham City Football Club. How does it feel?
Feels good to finally get over the line and sign for Birmingham. It's a big club. I've watched plenty of Birmingham City football games over the years, especially when I was in the Premiership. So they've been there and done it. So it's finally good to be here.
That was going to be a question to lead on to there, actually. I mean, from afar, what do you know about Birmingham City Football Club already?
Yeah, I've watched many games of Birmingham City in the past, especially when I was in the Premier League, and many televised games at the time. And I had a good friend, Cameron Jerome, who played for Birmingham, so I used to keep an eye on him as well. So I watched many games.
And after such a successful season with Brentford last season, I bet you're just looking to carry on that fine form this year.
Yeah, like I say, last year it was good on a personal level, and getting promotion, especially after the year we had before, just missing out. So on a personal level, it's good to get that promotion, and it's good for me personally to have that on my CV, and scoring the goals, helping them win promotion as well. So it was a good year for me last year.
Has that given you a real sort of confidence boost heading into a new chapter in your career?
Yeah, of course. Like obviously, when you come back of a good season, it gives you that confidence if you want to maintain that and continue that, especially at a new club. Obviously the fans won't know much about me. They've probably heard bits and bobs, but it'll be good. I'll be, getting ready to start the season as I'd finished it really.
And it's your first experience of the championship, if that's right. Are
Yeah.
you ready to make the step up?
Yeah, of course. I've been waiting for this for so long now, and it's coming at a later stage than I would have liked. But like I said, I feel like I'm ready. I'm matured now as a player. I've gone through all the leagues as such. I feel like I'm ready, and it's a good test for me, and it's something I'm looking forward to.
And have you had your chance to speak to Lee Clark about his plans for yourself as a player and the season going forward?
Yeah, like I say, he's notified me on the players he's trying to bring in. He wants to bring in, and the players that he's brought in as well, the style of football he wants to play, which absolutely suits me as well. So like I say, he's followed me ever since I was at Crewe, I think he was saying as well. So he's watched my progress, and it's always good to sign for someone that's kept an eye on you as well.
And you're the ninth new sign of this summer transfer window, and it's less than a week away till the start of pre-season. It really is exciting times, isn't it?
Yeah, it is especially not just for the player but for the fans as well to have nine. I think you said it's all permanent signings as well. So you've got players that are here for a year or two that are willing to put in the hard work as well. So it's good for the fans, and it's always good for the players as well to know that the club's making progress and wants to climb up the league and make some signings.
And you touched on earlier some of the Birmingham supporters might not know you as a player, so tell them a bit about the style you bring.
Yeah, I'm a player that always gives 100%. Always looking to get goals no matter what position I've played. I've played out of the wing, I've played as a three, as a two, as a one. I'm always looking to get goals and just help the team really, just to help the team win games and get 3 points. That's my main aim.
And just finally, are you the striker who sets goal scoring targets?
I am, yes, and I'm the one that always keeps them to themselves as well. So
They all do.
yeah. So I'll definitely have a target. Obviously, Championship is a little bit different from League One, but pitching goals are still the same, so my targets are not much different from where they was last year.